The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
It's Cannon. So I do open house party from my house. That's why it's called that. But it seems like all the artists are joining us from their homes lately. We had Flo Rida from his house in Miami, and today Rita Ora from her home in beautiful London. We're going to talk about her new projects, of course. She's working on a new album, working with Fatboy Slim, one of my personal heroes, on the song Praising You. Who else is going to be on the album? Who's she working with? We'll find out now on OHP Uncut. It's Rita Ora.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you.
Thanks for your support, and I appreciate you kind of doing this with me.
Are you kidding me? It's a pleasure. It's a high to have you here. I've been looking forward to it for some time.
Yeah, me too.
Where are you right now?
I'm actually at home for the first time in a long time in London. So, yeah, feels nice.
Nice. So, are you trying to get a rest after doing fun activities like surprising everyone at Glastonbury?
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, and also I flew in from Australia, so I'm like completely upside down.
So you went, like, how does a surprise performance at Glastonbury come about? Is that like, oh, it's last minute? Or is that like the organizers come to you and go, hey, let's surprise these motherfuckers. They're never going to believe this shit.
Yeah, well, it was kind of last minute. You know, Fatboy Slim is obviously iconic, and he was headlining the Park Stage, which is like a big stage. And it was just kind of an idea floating around. And then Norman, a couple of days before, was like, are you actually going to be in town? I said, actually, I land that morning from Sydney, so I can physically make it. And then he said, let's do it. And so it was just kind of like that, really, because, again, I didn't really know what he was planning, what his show was like. So it was nice to be able to be invited.
That, and everyone was like, holy shit. So
yeah, it was really cool.
Don't you love it when you're at a show and something special like that happens and it makes everyone's day? Well, you got to pull that off this time yourself, which is amazing.
Thank you. Well, I was selfishly doing it so I could have that memory too, because it was like, he's like one of my biggest, I mean, he's one of the reasons why I love electronic music. You know?
Oh, me too. Absolutely. I've been DJing electronic music since I was a teenager, and Fatboy Slim was definitely one of the first people I gravitated toward.
Amazing, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I had to do that for me. Want to check it off the list.
Now, you mentioned that you were in Sydney before. What were you doing in Sydney?
I was shooting The Voice. Nice. Australia. Yeah, and it was great. Great fun, great talent. I usually do it with Keith Urban, but he wasn't available this year, so he was very missed.
I heard you got a tattoo.
Yeah, I did get a tattoo randomly, but it wasn't really a tattoo. It was just like a smiley face. But instead, we had Jason Derulo, who's an incredible person. So yeah, it was fun.
Nice. And how's the work on the new album coming? Are you like, as if you don't have enough going on?
Nah, it's great. I'm happy. I'm really excited. It comes out July 14th.
Yes.
You know, this is the promo month, so there's just lots to do. But I'm really excited to sort of like get people into my life and really sort of personalize this music. The whole aim of this album was to reconnect with people, and especially people that may not know a lot about me. I just wanted to feel closer to people. So, you know, this album is definitely more personal.
Yeah, I've heard you say that it was like a diary of the past 2 years of your life. If you had to sort of distill down like the biggest moment of the past 2 years that sort of the theme may revolve around, what would that moment be?
It was probably getting married. You know, it was everything that came with making such a sort of life decision. But it didn't just mean, oh, I'm happy now. It was more about like understanding who I am now and the relationships I'm having with my family, my friends, you know, my husband, myself. So it was more like a real kind of reality check. And so that's why the album's called You and I, because it's a real sort of like face to face moment.
I love that. I can't wait to hear it. How many songs do we get?
About 13, 12, 13.
And how many did you have to pull from to make that decision? Probably a lot. Everybody wants to work with you.
Oh, thanks. Well, I had a lot of songs, so I had to really cut them down.
Yeah.
I mean, it was sad. But hey, there's always another album.
Yeah. That's got to be the hardest part. Of course, everyone's going to know who is on the album with you. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, of course. Well, I actually have a surprise with Keith Urban, funnily enough.
Amazingly enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, icon in himself. Fatboy Slim. And yeah, I wanted to just work with people that I loved growing up or that meant a moment to me for that song. Or that was genuinely, there was a friendship there. So those were the two that really stood out for me.
If you're trying to like get a picture in your mind sonically of what this album's going to be like, you got Keith Urban and Fatboy Slim. It's hard to put that in a fucking box.
I know, right? And it's also two completely different worlds, which is amazing.
But somehow you're going to make it work together, aren't you?
That's right. That's what I do. But again, I love dance music, but this was a real opening moment for me as a songwriter. So I thought Keith would be the perfect match.
I'm looking forward to it. Other than praising you, what's the next song you look forward to people hearing the most?
Probably the next single, Don't Think Twice, which is out on Friday. It's got a real theatrical thing to it, but the drums are super dancey. And so I think it's really like dramatic, but fun, which I love.
I love it. Well, you've taken time off of your day off. Do you get a whole day off?
Yes. That's I had a kind of Apple interview before you, like a album talk through. So that was a long one. So yeah.
Oh, so that had to be exhausting.
It's all right. I like talking about the music.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And then joining us, which we're honored that you did. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I'm happy we made it work. Sorry about all the complications, but you figured it out. Well done.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Oh my God, anytime. Don't worry about it. Okay, well, thanks for your support.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.